This is Pet Life Radio. Let's talk pets.
Welcome to Paranormal Pets. This is our first episode for 2022, so Happy New Year, or Happy Year of the Tiger, which is coming up in just about a week or so. We are talking a little bit about the updates to the current generation of the paranormal pugs, and then we're going to review a case in St. Petersburg that the spirits of St. Petersburg investigated involving a potential ghost cat. And so we will start with all of that right after these messages.
Here's an alarming statistic. More than two-thirds of dogs and cats have oral health disease by the age of three, and one of the indicators is bad breath. Do your pets have a healthy mouth? Do you cringe when it's time for a kiss or a snuggle? Let's get to the cause. Harmful bacteria in their mouth. And bad breath is just the start. The bad bacteria cause tartar and oral disease, which can lead to serious overall health problems. It's critical to make sure your pet's oral health is the best it can be, as good dental health is key to optimizing their overall health. Now, good news! It's easy and affordable to improve their oral health with Probiora Pet. Just one scoop of this dental care probiotic mixed into their food daily floods the mouth with positive bacteria, which crowds out the bad. This means better oral health and fresher breath. Probiora Pet is an all-natural dental care probiotic. It's odor and taste-free, so your pets will still enjoy their chow. We want to keep your pets healthy. During National Pet Oral Health Month, our listeners can save 10%. Go to ProbioraPet.com and use PLR10 at checkout. That's ProbioraPet.com. Use PLR10 at checkout to save 10%.
Let's Talk Pets on PetLifeRadio.com.
And welcome back. So just to give you all a quick update, because it has been a little while since we've done this, 2021 was an interesting note. Unfortunately, two generations of paranormal pugs did attempt to actually kill me. And I say that with a little bit of exaggeration, but unfortunately, I was carrying Achilles outside and I have three steps that go to my garage. And at this point, the puppies were still a little bit younger because this happened in September. And so somebody left a little puddle at the bottom of the third step. One foot went forward into the puddle and I landed on the other one with Achilles, who is a sandbag of 30 pounds, and actually ended up breaking my ankle. So the paranormal pets, you know, did not end well for me in 2021. I now have a plate and seven screws, and I had to spend most of September and October, which is the busiest month as a paranormal investigator, in a boot and or on a scooter. But we did manage to do it. I am happy to say that Achilles is still with me. He celebrated his 16th birthday the first week of November. So he is now 16 and 3 months and grumpy, but hey, you make it to 16, you can do whatever you want. He's still hanging around and he's doing his thing. Patroclus is hale and hearty. I've not taken him on any cases lately, although I will say we just got back from Art Lofts where my studio is today, but I'm sad to say Art Lofts seemed to be pretty quiet. He really didn't pick up on much. So I think it was just the time of day, but it is interesting actually raising two pug puppies who are not litter mates. They were purchased separately and one came from North County, one came from South County. One was actually discounted because he was a little bit older, poor guy. And because he was bigger, I guess people don't want big pugs, but he is doing pretty well. They have a day apart for their birthdays. So my Ajax is the one that I got second, even though he's a day older. And Neoptolemus is the youngest of my pugs. They are now 10 months old. They have gone through the neutering process because I wasn't sure any of us would survive. I haven't had boys in a while. And boy, that testosterone just kind of makes them go off the walls. I am pleased to say that personality-wise, this is kind of unusual because I don't think I've ever raised pugs thinking about their potential as paranormal pugs. You know, this all kind of started as a fluke. You know, the Spirits of St. Petersburg was started in 97, but officially named and formed as a team in 2000. And right around 2004, I created a Paranormal Pugs page, which is actually a prior episode on here. And it is kind of interesting because I didn't think pugs were really that sensitive until people started finding the website and sending me stories. So I decided to utilize one of my own pugs. And so the most sensitive pug that I had at the time was a black pug named Odyssey. And so he was the first generation. He passed away at the age of 14, and the mantle went to Achilles and Odysseus, who were puppies that he helped to raise. They were about 3 to 5 years old, I think, at that point. And they came together as a set. They seemed to work very well in unison because they were litter mates as well. And they did a few cases, and they were actually somewhat helpful. It was pretty cool, particularly when they both interacted at the same time at a site that turns out to have been one of activity. We went to a haunted veterinarian office, and that was where they were most helpful. It was really, really neat. But Achilles has survived his sibling. Odysseus passed away at 13. Achilles is still here at 16. So the mantle got passed to Patroclus and Achilles, and then just Patroclus. So we're back to a solitary. And now here I am, as Patroclus is turning 11 in February, looking at his next generation of pugs. So this is really odd because it's, again, the first time I've really kind of looked at youngsters and really kind of thought about who is going to take over. So this is where the quandary is. Ajax is an absolute doll. He is a big pug. He will be a massive pug. I mean, he's going to be a good 30, 35 pounds, which for the pug breed is pretty big. They are the largest of the toy breeds. He is the one that has shown the most potential. I have seen him barking at nothing in the house a couple of times, which is really very creepy, and he's the only one doing it, and I cannot figure out what's triggered it. Oh, there he goes. This time he's not barking at nothing, I'm sad to say. He is barking at my other pugs that are in the nice, cool yard, but welcome to Paranormal Pets, where I have no control over anything, apparently. But Ajax, he is a sweetie. He is intelligent. But his brother, Neoptolemus, he is something else. And boys, come on, I'm talking about you. Come on, come sit with me. There we go. Neoptolemus is, as near as I can say, I would say he is like a six-year-old child. He is precocious. He is a boss. He is a diva. He loves attention. And he is, come on, it's okay. Nothing haunted out there. Those are your brothers and sisters running around. I may have to go put this one out too. But he is one of the most intelligent pugs I've had since probably Odyssey. It is eerie how smart he is. And I would almost liken him to a Jack Russell Terrier because he has so much energy. And he's a thief. He's very clever. He will purposely look for things to get into. Look at me watching him. He will steal things. I mean, I've had pug puppies. I've been a pug owner my whole life. He seems to be in his own category. So I'm really kind of in a bit of a quandary. I have not seen him really show a lot of interest in the supernatural, but they really have not had a lot of exposure. I'm waiting until they hit a year old this March to start taking them to the art studio on a more regular basis. But they may end up being a set again, even though Neoptolemus is a wild child and just a tiny bit harder to control. So if anybody out there has any suggestions or ideas, which pug would you pick? Or should I just keep them together? Let me know. We will know a little bit more as they mature. They're still a little bit too young. And Patroclus has a few years left to go as a paranormal pug, but it's been really interesting. So that's my very brief, if you will, update on 2021 moving into 2022 and the state of the paranormal pugs. But what we're going to do is we are going to talk about a very special investigation, and I will have Viva, who is one of the members of the Spirits of St. Petersburg, coming on after this break, that I've been waiting to do this case for literally 20 years. And I don't know what has made the past couple years so special, but I've been able to get in on my bucket list paranormal investigation cases that I've been dying to do. And it's weird when you can say for decades. So we finally got in to do this investigation. And one of the entities there is alleged to be a ghost cat. So we'll talk a little bit about our downtown St. Petersburg case. And Viva's going to play a few sound files for us. And we will actually do that right after these messages. So we'll be right back.
Now, time for something really scary. A word from our sponsors. Paranormal pets will reappear before you can say Bigfoot. Don't run away.
Molly, here's your dinner. Zeus, that's not your food.
Don't let that happen to your precious cat. Elevate your cat's eating experience with the Cat Tree Tray. The Cat Tree Tray keeps your cat's food off the floor and conveniently located on the cat tree. It's the perfect way to eat. It's a beautiful wrought iron tray that easily attaches to your cat tree and keeps dogs and other critters out of your cat's dish. A must for multi-pet households. There's a 6-inch tray for large bowls and a 4-inch tray for smaller bowls. Purchase your Cat Tree Tray today. Go right now to cattreetray.com. That's cattreetray.com. CATTREETRAY.com.
Let's talk pets.
Let's talk pets.
On Pet Life Radio.
Pet Life Radio.
PetLifeRadio.com.
Did you hear that? Our commercials have mysteriously disappeared. Paranormal Pets is back with our haunted host, our ghost host,
Brandi Stark.
All right, and welcome back. Now, Viva, are you on here with us?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. And you'll have to tell me if you have a preference for paranormal bugs as we go. They're still too young, but we are going to figure this one out. But you and I and a couple other members of the Spirits recently did a case. In fact, this was the earliest case that we've ever done for a new year. It was January 2nd. So I'm really hoping that bodes well for us. But we went to downtown St. Pete to a beautiful historic building. It started off as a high school at one point and was really touted and nationally known as a high school. Eventually becomes a junior high and then an adult learning center before being turned, like everything else here, into condos. So we are still doing evidence reviews. So I don't want to release the case just yet, at least not in full. But I will tell you that I remember seeing, I want to say it was Unsolved Mysteries, or it was one of those older shows. And I really wish I could find the segment. I have looked for it. I'm not finding it. But they talked about the haunting of this particular building. And a couple of the things included hearing class bells ring, a rolling ball that moved through, a teacher that still haunts the building. And so it was really exciting because as soon as I heard that, you know, we wanted to try and get in. And we were kind of, it took a while. We had to wait for a homeowner to let us in. And we're proceeding cautiously because, of course, we really don't want to upset any associations that might be involved. But we had kind of some interesting results. So we did try to communicate to see if we could get to the cat ghost. And I know Viva's got a few clips queued up. Do you want to tell us a little bit, set us up for the first one, and then we'll talk about it once we play it?
Sure. So thank you for having me. In this first clip here, you're going to hear one of the members talk about how soft this brand new carpet is in the room. And I think we were in bedroom number 2. And then Brandi will start talking. And on top of Brandy's voice, there's a sound. And to us, or at least a couple of us, we think it sounds kind of like a meow. Let me know what you think.
So I did open that soft carpet. The problem with pugs is that I...
Did you hear that real faint meow? Did you hear that?
You want to play it one more time? Let's see.
Yep. So I'm going to set it up. And then when I stop it, the sound will be right before that. And then we can try to loop just that spot.
Okay.
The problem with pugs.
It's right before you say the problem with pugs. So now I've got just the sound itself, and we're going to loop it. And let's see, it might sound quick.
Interesting. Okay.
Okay. So now I'm going to try to just increase that volume a little bit without the looping and see if you hear it with it set up.
Okay,
did you hear that?
I heard it. That is interesting. I'm not sure if it's a meow, but it is different than the other sounds we've gotten there. And that would be really cool if it was a meow. And just as a setup too for this, do you want to talk about how we kind of try to mark sounds during an investigation?
So my criteria for hearing things other than us is how close does it sound to the microphone on a device? And if it's different than what we're discussing, I'll isolate that piece.
Okay. And while we're recording, usually we try to make sure that we also announce any ambivalent sounds that we're hearing or strange sounds. So a couple of times throughout this recording, and remember, poor Viva does a great job with this because these are usually the entire investigation that she has to listen to again. So that's a lot of work. But there's a couple of places where there's some ambient noise, some strange sounds, and we do mark those. So we'll say, you know, that's a car outside, or that's this, that's that. Or I've been trying to learn not to sigh during an investigation and not to, I guess I must talk to myself at some point. So I drop my voice and I try not to do that too. I'm trying really hard. I mean, all of that's part of doing this case. So when we do get these unusual sounds, as there were no pets present, it was a carpeted floor, which does tend to muffle a lot of noise. And that building was quiet. I mean, it was really quiet for a condo.
It was very quiet. And as you were talking about how we state that if we actually hear it while we're on the investigation, we announce, did you hear that? Or I just heard a whatever. There's going to be a couple of those examples further into these clips.
Okay, so we have a potential meow, and again, no cats present. Now, I did talk to the homeowner a little bit about this, so maybe as a way to wonder whether or not this is a legitimate clip, we basically have, this is from the homeowner, a ghost cat has been seen on the second and third floors. It is possibly the cat that belonged to a former principal when the building was a school. And then she says, and this is a direct quote, also, my son saw an attractive woman walking on the second floor who vanished. And then when he, let me keep going. My husband and son were doing work in a bedroom closet. They heard noises coming from the other side of the wall, and they went to apologize to the neighbor thinking that was her. And it turns out she was not home and it was not her. So who was making the noise? Then she adds, her sister had an experience seeing the ghost cat. The cat was the only thing that I saw walking down the hallway, the sister says. It was like a tiger cat, but gray and white striped. So interestingly, apparently at one point, a principal did have a pet cat that he kept around the school. She is the only source that I've heard that from, but I believe there were a couple of folks that did report animal spirits there. And of course, the other thing that the building has is unusual scratching sounds reported on the second and third floors. And it sounds like a dog scratching at the door. So could that be a cat maybe? I don't know. All right. So our first clip could be that poor paranormal cat. I think that's interesting. All right. What is our next clip that we got?
So our next clip, we have several members, I believe in the first bedroom, I guess that would be considered the master bedroom. And one member says, are you here with us or have you gone? Very shortly after, there is a very faint sound. And after that faint sound, and I don't know if I'm going to be able to get it so that our listeners can hear that, but someone actually asks, do you hear that? Others confirmed. So this is that example of saying, hey, we heard something right here, right now. So here's that clip.
Are you here with us right now, or have you gone away?
I just heard something.
I did too, but I think it was from outside.
Mm-hmm. Was it? Because it actually sounded like it was from behind me.
And you know what it sounded like was a cat.
Oh, that'd be cool. Hey, is the cat in here with us?
It sounded like a meow, like a
I heard it too.
Okay, So it was very, very faint. So let's go back. And I actually set it up so that I boosted the sound on it as far as I could. And it's still extremely faint. So bear with me. Here we go. Yep. So it was such an odd sound. It's just like a...
Okay.
And I hear it in these headphones. I just don't know if when we play this back for our listeners, if they're going to actually hear it. It's teeny tiny.
Okay.
So want me to play that a piece again?
Yeah, let's try it one more time.
Okay, so here's the loud version. And it was right halfway in that clip.
It sounded almost like a brown. You know, cats kind of do that. Okay, gotcha.
That's what I think. So here's the quiet version again, with starting with the member stating, are you here with us?
Are you here with us right now, or have you gone away?
Did you hear it in the low version?
It's harder to hear in the low version, but I definitely hear it when you modify. And for listeners out there, this is actually what we do. So, and in fact, I think we're supposed to be doing this tonight. We do get together and we play all of these clips. And sometimes it is over and over again. And we try to either dismiss the clip as something anomalous or perhaps too questionable, or we try to accept it if it seems to fit the parameters. And that's, we have a kind of a variety of clips this time. So we had the unusual sound that nobody reported. Then we have this group that hears the sound and reports it, and it does appear very softly on the recording. Okay, that's pretty neat. All right, what's the next clip?
Our next clip is Marina and JJ were discussing how animals can manipulate stuff. So there is a pause after they're discussing that, and then JJ states that they had a spike on the EMF detector. So this isn't like a noise per se, but it's just confirmation that okay, they made a discussion, we're using this EMF detector, and it spiked during the time.
You know, so that was me tapping. So I think they can manipulate objects.
Oh yeah, I mean, there was one, just, like after my dog
it
passed.
It just spiked when I said that.
Okay, so other equipment picking up a potential ghost. Okay. Mm-hmm. I think we have enough cases. We've had enough interviews with folks on here that I think JJ's probably right. They can interact. I don't think they manipulate items quite as heavily. They pet ghosts seem to be more about visual or audio. You know, you hear the clicking of the nails, you hear the clinking of the collar, or you'll see the shadow. I guess with the manipulation of items, the best I can think of, particularly with a cat, you have multiple reports of cats. You feel them jumping up and walking around you, or you feel them lying down on the bed, or there's a warm spot. So that's kind of interesting. Okay, well, I'm glad they got a response. And understand that once again, this condo was... it had just been renovated. They were preparing to put it on the market. And the EM was actually pretty low for the time, which I think is great. Oh, you got to love these guys. And as you can hear from that first clip, pugs are nothing but trouble. And it's true. So, all right, what is our last clip on this one?
Okay, so we now have a device called a spirit portal. And it's a combination of a speaker with reverb and a noise cancellation to take away some of the static. It's used in conjunction with what used to be known as Frank's box. So in this, you're going to hear the question being, is there a cat in here? So there's going to be a direct response, and I'm not going to tell you. It's going to say it three times, and it's going to be like in different voices, but it's coming from the portal. So here we go.
Is there a cat in here?
Cat.
Oh, did you hear those three times?
That is cool. I heard it particularly well the first time, where you hear kind of a male voice say cat or the cat. Oh, that's neat. Now, this is the first time I've heard this one. So JJ, who's one of our members, has built this spirit portal, and it's exactly what you described. So you do hook up the spirit box and it does take out that background noise. This makes this so much easier to listen to, and it makes those responses so much clearer. Let's try it again. Let's see if we can hear it. I heard one. I'd like to hear all three.
Okay. And I will say here right before it's going to say, because I've marked them. So we're going to start here.
Is there a cat in here?
Here.
Cat.
Here. Here.
Huh. I still hear the word.
Yeah.
Okay.
I may have to turn it up a little bit louder, but.
For those two. But that.
Yeah.
I love that. And it
but
is
it does. Voice. Yeah. And it's three times. And I think it's three different voices. So in the spirit portal session, sometimes we'll get multiple voices. We'll hear a female sounding voice and then two or three different sounding male voices. And that's what I'm hearing. To me, if I was going to put myself in the middle of this, I hear him saying a cat. And then somebody goes, a cat. And then the last one was cat. So, but it was three different wavelengths of this. It was just kind of neat.
I love that. And the rest of the building outside of the ghost cat, as I mentioned, there folks have reported all sorts of things. There's supposed to be a student, perhaps from the 1950s, a male student who walks around on the first floor. There's a lot of speculation as to what he's doing. Is he looking for someone? Has he lost something? Because he's always looking down. There is a biology teacher, I believe, who is supposed to show up in the former biology lab. And there are girls or a girl and a boy who are sometimes reported walking through the halls. And we, during the investigation, were picking up a lot from them. And we were getting, and this was the coolest part, we were getting all of these anomalous sounds that were like a set would be in a different part of the building and they would hear this noise. We'd be in the center of it and there would be no noise. And it turns out that when I did the research, and these books go back to about 15 years anyway, and I did find an article from 2004, some of the reports include these anomalous shuffling noises or wall noises. They've had electrical issues. They've had contractors come in and nobody can figure out why. And I mean, it's been looked at and looked at and looked at. They've had some visual apparitions. And again, I think a couple of our members were picking up on somebody who was there, that presence. We have had from the homeowner, and we did interview a few folks on the way out who have had encounters. One woman was talking about how one of her lights in her house kept turning on by itself, and she would turn it off and it would turn back on. And it was so frustrating to her that she finally just took out the light bulb. And what's really cool is that it matched with the research. I mean, this was stuff that was already written about. She was new to the building, and here, you know, it was just kind of clicking into place. So this case was really, really cool. And I'm glad we got so much on the cat. I think that's pretty neat. I have closed the door on the pugs, so they're out there. But I think we did a really good job. Let's go ahead and take a quick break, and then we'll just wrap everything up. We'll kind of get any general ideas, Viva, from you as well on the case. And we'll update folks as to what's going on. And then we'll be finished with this episode. So we will come back right after these messages.
Take a bite out of your competition. Advertise your business with an ad in Pet Life Radio podcasts and radio shows. There is no other pet-related media that is as large and reaches more pet parents and pet lovers than Pet Life Radio. With over 7 million monthly listeners, Pet Life Radio podcasts are available on all major podcast platforms. And our live radio stream goes out to over 250 million subscribers on iHeartRadio, Odyssey, TuneIn, Stitcher, and other streaming apps. For more information on how you can advertise on the number one pet podcast and radio network, visit PetLifeRadio.com/advertise today.
Let's talk pets.
Let's talk pets.
On Pet Life Radio.
Pet Life Radio.
PetLifeRadio.com.
And welcome back. Here we are in our last few minutes of the episode. Viva, what do you think of that case? What was your overall impression? Now, I know we have not done our official reviews as of yet, but we will. But just kind of off the cuff, what'd you think?
I definitely think that there is something going on there. And when you hear the rest of the review and the clips that I have obtained from the investigation, I would definitely say that it is haunted. I had a few sounds where it's very clear that it's telling us to get out.
And, yes. Yeah, those are cool.
Yes. So I have those queued up if you'd like to hear them. But yeah, I think it's haunted. I think there's definitely something there.
Well, let's hope they call us back in. The homeowner, I think, was pretty pleased. But I guess they have a couple units there and they've got to wait for folks to leave before we can come back. But yeah, the get out clips were fun and we might hold on to those. And perhaps if we get through a second investigation, the odd thing is, and what surprises me with the get out clips is that we try to be so respectful. And these were not something that we heard. These were not audio. We were not hearing these. They showed up on the recordings. So, you know, we'll have to make sure that whoever is there, you know, is comfortable with us. I find that surprising because we've been doing this for years and nobody's ever really been like, get out, no matter how nice we are. So I think that's delightful. Not the get out part, but we got it.
We did have one get out that happened, and it was right while somebody was expressing their experience from earlier in the day. And it said, get out. And the person was pausing because they could hear something. And they said, hey, did you hear that? And it was kind of muffled. So at least one person heard the get out, but she didn't know it at that time. So I'm excited to share that clip with her.
All right. And that's kind of like what we had with the cat, where they kind of heard it and it shows up on the recording.
Yep.
But I want to thank you so much for taking your time out this afternoon to share these with us, because you've got a great recording system and you deserve a lot of credit for going through all of that to find these sounds for us. We are actually getting ready. I'm going to see Viva tomorrow because we're doing a Paranormal Investigation 101 at the same site where we did the world's largest ghost hunt. But for folks that would like to see what's going on, please feel free to check us out at spiritsofstpete.com. If you have any stories or requests for episodes, let us know. We'd love to accommodate. And from the Paranormal Pugs, myself and Viva, we are going to wish everybody out there a very happy haunting. Thanks so much, guys.
Pet Life Radio presents Paranormal Pets, where you can always expect the unexpected. Each week, we'll discuss all aspects of weird or spiritual animal encounters, ghosts, totems, psychic animals, animal souls, animal angels, and animals in religion, with a little cryptozoology thrown in. Step into the supernatural world of pets every week on demand, only on PetLifeRadio.com.